Hey there, and welcome to this week's newsletter, Sacred Selfishness, the Hidden Discipline of Leading Exceptionally. Many leaders I speak with right now are tired in a way that sleep simply doesn't fix. You too? Yeah, I get it. And it's not because you lack resilience. It's because the quieter scripts of service run deep. Give more, hold more, prove more. The result is a life filled with responsibility but emptied of replenishment. So what if the most radical act of leadership isn't doing more, but choosing yourself? Not as ego or indulgence, but as sacred selfishness. The quiet, unapologetic devotion to your own energy, expression, and evolution. Far from turning away from others, sacred selfishness is about tending the source that makes your care possible. Because the thing is, self-abandonment rarely looks dramatic. It looks like generosity, reliability, being the one that others can always count on. And these are admirable traits until they become masks that conceal depletion. Without space for your own fire, even the most generous leaders burn out. Think of it as the oxygen mask of your life. Now, no one would advise you to help everyone else on the plane before you can breathe. Yet, this is how so many of us as leaders live, holding steady for others while quietly running out of air and cracking on the inside. Psychologist Arlie Hochschild's work on emotional labor helps explain why this is. When we absorb others' emotions without tending to our own, burnout isn't a matter of if, but when. Overfunctioning in this way erodes not just well-being, but identity. And reliability replaces vitality. But when leaders model boundaries and replenishment, they stabilize the systems around them. Presence becomes more powerful than productivity. And through that presence, others learn that sustainability isn't selfish, it's wise. So sacred selfishness is as much about identity as energy. Over time, we start living inside roles written by others, partner, parent, executive, fixer, until we forget who authored the script. Reclaiming yourself isn't about discarding responsibility, it's about remembering what's already yours. So maybe ask gently, where have I outsourced my attention, my time, or even my selfhood without consent? And when you begin to take that question seriously, another emerges. What if devotion looked less like relentless effort and more like rest, play, silence, or creativity? Because leadership doesn't need to cost your vitality to prove your value and worth. Devotion isn't about proving, it's about presence and choosing what keeps you lit. This is where boundaries become sacred practice, not walls, but gateways to right relationship. Each boundary honors both your limits and your light. Perhaps you could try saying, yeah, I'm not available for that right now. Or this no is going to protect my yes elsewhere. Every time you choose yourself, you teach others that sustainability is strength. You remind them and yourself that you are not required to disappear to be of service. Sacred selfishness keeps your light steady and your leadership whole. Your fire matters. Your presence is the gift. So, if you're ready, why not reflect? Journal. Where in my life have I confused effort with worth? Or what part of my life feels over-occupied by others' needs? Explore by trying one bold reclamation act this week. Perhaps it's a pause, or it's a no, or maybe it's a renegotiation that honours your energy. And if you're ready to activate, if you're ready to expand your leadership by leading from wholeness, then let's talk. I'd love to help. Until next time.